Good morning, KC. It is a Rocket and Teresa show. I'm just looking around the control room. Something's missing. Every time we have a young intern, seems like Britt always takes off with them.
Do you know what's funny is I just Skyped that to Teresa.
Did you really?
And when you'd say that out loud, and then you said it.
I'm like going, wait a minute. Every single time.
Yep. Very odd. Hey, she's young and single. She can do what she wants.
Well, didn't he just get out of high school?
Yeah, but he's out.
But he's legal.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, now they walk in.
Oh, this is awkward.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, everybody. You ready for some trending topics?
Yeah.
Well, trending topics is brought to you by Casey Renfest. Get ready to run for your life during the Running Dead 5K. Voted best Halloween run. Get info and register at runningdeadkc.com. The University of Kansas men's basketball team is the winner of the Border War Revival. The Jayhawks beat the Missouri Tigers 93-87 yesterday at the Sprint Center. But more
just practice.
But more importantly, rude, before you interrupted.
Sorry.
They raised more than $1.7 million for hurricane
relief
efforts.
Cool. Really
and
cool.
Why do all the Mizzou people sound so bitter and
They're
rude?
They're such poor losers right
Weird.
Now.
Stop
well,
doing
it
that.
It was just scrimmage.
I think it should be 2 out of 3.
If you had won, you wouldn't have been saying that.
Seriously.
Probably
you'd say
not.
Think
you're a little bitter.
The most important game of the season.
Wineries in Northern California's Napa Valley are open for business. They say that the North Bay wildfires damaged only about a half dozen of the region's nearly 500 wineries. The vast majority of wineries harvested grapes weeks before the fire started on October 8th, so most of the 2017 wine was saved. But people, as soon as they saw the fires happen, they started canceling all of their trips, and they live off these tourism dollars. And a lot of the workers are only getting paid for the time that they work. They're not on salary, and they're losing a lot of money. So if you had planned a trip or if you're thinking about a place to go, these wineries could really, really use your tourism
dollars right
now. I
didn't realize it was that down.
Yeah, it's really bad. The Astros beat the Yankees 4-0 on Saturday.
McCullers is one out away from his first career save. The Astros are one out away from their first AL pennant. Bird into center. Springer says he's got it. The Houston Astros win the pennant.
You know, you and I were talking about this the other
ever.
Day, and I was like, you forget about the Hurricanes. Houston really needs something like this.
Yeah, and that's, I didn't realize that they had never, ever, they don't have a pennant. They'd never won that before, and so that's super awesome for them to get to go to the World Series. And did you see the cover of Sports Illustrated from like 2 years ago? Where they got some new players, and I can't remember if it was specifically that picture or what it was, but it basically said, your future, or like your World Series champions 2017, basically saying this is going to be a big player.
Wow, that's
Isn't that
cool.
weird?
That's really cool.
Yeah. So Will Ferrell is doing some public service announcements for, you know, putting your phones down and having more time with your family.
I'm not hungry.
What's wrong, sweetheart?
I miss Daddy.
I know. We all miss him.
I miss him more.
No, I miss him the most.
I miss him a lot.
No, no more.
I miss him so much more.
Hey, everyone shut up. This filter makes me look like a cat. It's so funny. It's making me cry.
It's an important message with a funny take. And sometimes your dads can do things that are embarrassing. And apparently, when your dad gets out on the dance floor and starts dancing, that's the most embarrassing. You know what I'm talking about? Where you're out there, you're having fun, maybe you're at a wedding or a reception, and then dad just starts trying to get out there and act like he owns the dance floor, but he doesn't do a very good job of it. Well, dad dancing officially starts at age 37. Kids start to be embarrassed by their dads actually dancing when they're 13 and don't find it endearing until they hit their 30s. So, apparently when you're around 37 is when it's officially dad dancing. You're not cool anymore.
Sorry.
What's happening?
You have no idea what's happening back here.
I can tell.
Are you watching all this?
Because nothing's working properly.